Chebatira, Sheh Frisho Moyes Likinayim. At the original, the beginning, this Mitzaira set aside money for his kinim. He knows he's going to have to eventually, when it becomes Tor, bring two birds, one for a chatas, one for an ola. So right now, we set aside the money for both of these. Likinayim. Talacharis, Rotsa Lahavi Ben Chatis Behema Yavi. Let's say then, the guy becomes rich. So at the time now, when he wants to bring his kabonis, now he cannot bring any more birds. But now he has to bring behemoths. It's only a dal. If he's poor, he could bring the yifus. But if he becomes rich, and now it becomes tor, so lachrus, he has to bring a behemoth now. So if he just set aside this money stam, that this money should be for his kinayim, and then he becomes rich, he's allowed to use this money now for the kabonis, for the behemoths. So lachrus, rotzel havi bem chatis behema yavi. If he wants to, he could bring the use the money for korban chatis. If he wants to, with this money, he could bring the karbonis. That's what he wants. If he wants to, he could do it. In other words, he's allowed to use all this money just for the korban chatis. He still has to bring the korban oilo. So the rest of the money, he'll have to bring more money from his house to bring it. But as long as at the beginning, he only said this money is set aside for my karbonis also mitzvah, even though at that time he was a poor person, but since he did not speak out clearly that this much money is for the chata saif, and this is for the oila saif, since it's stam money, later when he becomes rich, he's allowed to use this money to buy his korban. What about the mace? Let's say the mitzvah dies before he brought his karbonis. For ho yuloi moyes tumin, and he had the money that he set aside stam for his karbonis. Allah was yipul nadava. He's supposed to take this money and use it for nadava. So here we see it's not only halacha by a nazir. It's not only, but who had this for other cases also. Even after by a mitzvah also this halacha. Not only by a nazir. Sakam, we said before the halacha is only by a nazir. So Moshe says, "Nechanami, Tani nazir vechay vekinim tedamilei." When it says halacha by nazir and achnami, it means other cases also that's doima to this, the domilei. Ulafuke mehor. It only means to exclude another case. It's lafuke mehor. This case you don't have it. Doim achnami. By the way, so nazir and the mitzvah are like one another. So Tayyaz asked the question, the second Tayyaz says, Taima, b'mai domi le nazir. How is a nazir doima to a mitzvah? How are they like? So Tayyaz says, that both of them have the chia for one thing to bring two kabonis. Like a nazir has to bring two kabonis. Who are din a mitzvah for the one inya of mitzvahs, when it comes to her, has to bring two kabonis. K'may nazir on his erosa, v'yaled this a mitzvah. Shemeviyim gamayim al-dover echod, base kabonis. That's how they're like. You led this also. The fact she gave birth, she has to bring two kabonis. So for one action, like one inyan is mechayiv you two kabonis, any case like that, that's the locha. So if you have moyes tumim that's left over that you can't bring it, you can't use it for its original carbon, that the locha is, you use it now, linadava, for the kayetz amizbeach. Alright, turn over. Samara says now, Ulafuke meho. What does it mean halacha by these and not someplace else? Means lafuke this case. Titania, we learned like this. Misha hoya mechuyiv chatis. Somebody had a chiyah to bring a korban chatis. The yomer and the person said, hareya lai oila. So the kids of this person now put upon himself like two chiyuvim. He has the chiyah to bring a korban chatis. This person ate chalev, he ate dam, b'shoigeg. So halacha is he has to bring a korban chatis. And then later he says upon himself, Harei Yalai, Lovi Oila. He's mechayiv himself not to bring the Oila, or listen to double, let's say. He's mechayiv to bring the korban Oila. He yom Harei Yalai Oila. Vehifrish Shmois. And now he set aside money. Vehomer, and he said like this. So right now this person has a chiyiv to bring two kabonis. He has a chiyiv to bring a chatis and a chiyiv to bring an Oila. And he says, Vehomer, Harei Elu Lechevosi. That this money that I'm setting aside is for my chayv, for my obligations. So lachar is, he has two obligations. Now he has two chayvus. So therefore, rotzel avi bem chatis beima, if he wants to use this money for chatis beima, lo yavi oilas beima. He should not use it for the oilas beima. No. Rotzel habi behen. We already said, Harei en l'chabos again. That this money is for my choiv. So he meant to say is that from this money, I have to be yotze my choivos. So in other words, this money like was set aside for his korban chatis and for his korban ayla. Therefore, rotzi lovi ben chatis beim aloyovi. If he wants to use all the money just for chatis, he can't do it. Because he has dimei ayla mixed in here. Oilas beim aloyovi. If he just wants to bring, spend all this money on a korban ayla, he can't do it. Because Metchili said, Harei elu lechavosi, that this money is set aside for my chayv. And my chayv is sought to bring an ayla and a chatis. So what he has to do is, he has to make sure that with this money he has, to buy two kabanas. And one korban is the chatis and one is the ayla. But he can't spend all the money just on one korban. What about mace? Let's say this person dies now. To hoyul and mayistumin. And he had money, stan, that he set aside for his chayvus. Is yelchul yamamelech. Then the stam money has to go to Yam HaMelech, since he has a chiyuv to bring a korban chatis, and that's the lacha by a chatis that the money goes to Yam HaMelech, so the money has to go to Yam HaMelech. So the kids say, it's lafuke, this halacha over here. Here we say, if he's mace and the money, what do you do with the money here? You do not use this money from the davis, like we use it by a nozir, by a mitzor, or a ledis. But rather here, the money, even though it's tumim, halacha is yechul yam hamelech. So this case is different than nazir. That's what the Gemara before said, it's halacha by nazir means only by nazir and the domilei. The domilei means that because of one thing, he has to bring two kabanis. Lafuke, this case here, this case is different. This case, why does he have to bring us two kabanis? For two different reasons. His chatis he has to bring because he ate chelev, he ate dam, that's why he has to bring his chatis. His carbon oiler is because he was mekabel upon himself to bring a carbon oiler. So here, since there are two different chiyuvim to bring two different kabanas, here we don't have the halacha. Here, if the person dies and he has the money left over with this money, the whole money is yechul yam hamelech. He has to throw the money away, and we can't use it with a davar. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, "Hodi yamer that we said." Mufuroshim loy in our Mishnah that if the Ish already explained exactly the money for what purpose she wants to use it, then the leftover money we don't use for nedava. So Mara says loy tema don't say the Omer that she had to speak out elu lechatosi vi elu lelosi vi elu lishlishlami that this nazir, this lady that was a nazir, she spoke out clearly that the money I'm setting aside now, one third is for the chatas, one third is for the one third is for shlomim. That's not what Mufroshim has to mean. Doesn't have to mean that she spoke out so much. Elafilu Omar, Elu lechatosi ulalosi ulishlami, Mufroshim heim. Even if she just speaks out that this money should be for my chatas, for my ulu, for my shlomim, that's also called Mufroshim. Now, stami means she just stam says this is for my kavanas. But she does not say which carbon. Well, she speaks out, this money is for my oila chatas shlomim. That's called mefroshim. That then the lach is the money does not go l'nedava, but then the money goes for shlomim, for an oila, and the chatas, that's called the yamamelech. Vika the yami sounds like this. Some Rav Ashi Rashi said, loy teima don't say, adi oma elu lechatasi ulo losi l'shlami. That's the mefroshim does not only mean if she speaks out that this money should be for my chatas umelu my shlami, ela afilu, but even if she only says elu omar, elu lechayvasi, harelu mefroshim. Even if she speaks out and says, you know, she doesn't only say this money is for kabonis, but she speaks out this money is for my obligations, lechayvasi, that's also called mefroshim. That's also called that she's speaking out, this money is set aside for my erla, for my chatas, for my shlamim. Since she says, l'chavasi. So then, stumim would mean, she doesn't even say, these are for my chavasi. He just says, this money is set aside to be used, but she doesn't even say, l'chavasi. Harei hei mefuroshim. Amar Rabbis, Rabbis says, now, hodi amar, that we said, moye stumim, yitlu l'nedava, that if the money is stam, she doesn't even say, elu l'chavasi. She just says this money should be used. So then it's called stam. That the locher, so locher is then yiplu nedava. It says like this. Moyestumim yiplu nedava. Im naflu demei chatis v'beneim.
Let's say the money that's supposed to be used for the chattis falls away. So locher is harayin kimufroshim. Once the money of the chattis falls away, then the locher is, it's not called stumim anymore. The money does not go for the davar. Then fakert, then the money you have to use half for a shlomim and half for an ayla. In other words, that we have halacha l'mashim m'sinai, that the money of a nazir that was stam goes to the davar, it's only if the demei chattis is still mixed up in it. But if for some reason the demei chattis, she uses it, she like set aside this much money is for the chattis, the rest of the money is stam, then we do not have the halacha that this stam money goes to the davar. And Tani Kabbas Rav will bring a riot to Rav Rosa. Alright, we'll stop here.
You have a holden daf chav vav omer aleph. We just do again the last gemara over again. That the last chiddush we had was at omer ravashi. Ho di amrit. That we said before of shana mishnah. That mefuroshin. If the nazir explained clearly for what he wants the money for, then we say it goes for those kabbonis and not linadova. So he said, loy teima diyoma elu lechatose v'yelu liyolosi v'yelu lishlomi. It doesn't mean that he had to speak out so clearly that this should be clearly for my chatas, for my yelu, for my shlomim. Ela filu wa me'elu lechatose v'yelosi lishlomi mefuroshin hein. That's also called mefuroshin hein. And the big chiddush was, v'yika diyamrin, some say, that Amar Rav Ashi, loy teima, don't say ad diyoma elu lechatose v'yelosi lishlomi. Don't say you have to say that much. Ela filu wa me'elu lechatose harei hein kem mefuroshin. That even if you only say harei elu lechavasi, this money should be for my chavasi, that's also called kimafroshin. If so, so then what's called stumim then? Like if elu lechavasi means mefroshin, so what's called stumim? So Tosfos says like this: Hainu kiyama lekabonas niziroisai. She has to say this should be for my kabonas niziroisai. If she says this money is for my kabonas, that's called stam. But once she says l'chayvasi, by saying the word l'chayvasi, that we see she means to explain like this money is for my chayv, which is to bring an oyla shlomim and a chatis, that's called moyas mefroshes. Omar Rav says like this now, hodi yamorin, that we said, moyas tumim, yiplu l'nedova, that our Mishnah says we had before, salach l'moshe misinai, that she has her leftover money, that she only set aside stam for her kabonis. So the locher is the money now goes in the dover. So the rabbi says, im noflo de mechatis mibineim, if the money of the chatis goes away from it, harehen kimufroshim, then the leftover money is like mufurish, that with the leftover money you have to bring half of it for an oilah and half of it for shlomim. In other words, the halach l'moshe misinai, that a nazir has leftover money, that the money goes in the dover, it's only if the money of the chattis is mixed in there. But if we'll soon see the case that first she sets aside a little bit of money for the chattis, and the rest of the money she says lechayvasi, so the rest, or she says lekarbonos, so the rest of the money is not considered stomim, but it has a loch of mefurish. In other words, the halacha l'moshe misinai was only said when you have the demei chattis mixed in there. Like we'll soon see the more.